Hi there. The word for you today is when you're the leader. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, work together with the same purpose. Church growth consultant Jim Weidman highlights some things you can do to help those looking to you for direction. So if you're a leader, here it is. Five things. Number one, put their goals and needs first. You're a part, not the whole enchilada. Think about how your actions affect others. Be observant of the challenges and setbacks they're experiencing, and try to find ways to lighten their load, even if they don't ask. And number two, help others to win. Yep, let others take a slam dunk while you take an assist. Keep the ball moving till somebody has a chance to score. Adopt the motto, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. In other words, be willing to accept blame but reluctant to assign it, and maintain an authentic desire to share victories. Jesus said in Mark 3, verse 24, a kingdom at war with itself will collapse. You can't sink somebody else's end of the boat and keep your own afloat. And number three, over-communicate. Let me say that again, over-communicate. Keep everybody in the loop. Spend time with your peers. Invest in your teammates. And admit when you need help. Be open to correction and advice. Leadership coach Rick Tate quipped, feedback is the breakfast of champions. And you know what? A good communicator is first and foremost a good listener. Number four, don't take things personally. Leadership, by definition, is about others. When you start thinking it's all about you, you lose perspective. At number five and finally, give it all you've got. Paul, who was Timothy's mentor, said, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, concentrate on doing work you won't be ashamed of. You know, good leaders fundamentally empower others to get the job done. Lao Tzu said, the Chinese leader, at the end of the days of truly great leaders, the people will say about them, we did it ourselves. Think about it.